All right, it is 8:37. Our Town is coming to Our Town. I know, it's confusing. It's a play, and it's going to be at Ferndale Repertory Theater. That's Our Town, Ferndale. And Brad Hills and Tina Harris are here in the studio to tell us about it. Good morning.
Good morning, Cliff.
How are you doing today?
Oh, splendid, thank you.
Enjoying the power glitches?
Yes, it totally messed up Charlie Rose for us this morning, and so now we don't know what's happening in America.
Well, that's the way it goes.
Yeah.
We'll just have to watch a play instead.
Yes, exactly.
So Brad, you are, of course, the executive director of the Ferndale Repertory Theater, and you directed the last play. It was there. But this time you're in this one, right?
Yes, I am in this one, which is the first time that I have acted in some many, many years.
A long time.
Yes.
I don't want to say it was a long time, but Taft was in office.
Yes.
He does know you.
All righty. And we are joined by Tina Harris. You're actually starring in this one, right?
I am. You know, it's funny. I guess I didn't really think about the part being the quote-unquote starring role until last night when we were working on our curtain calls. And so now I'm really freaking out. Just kidding.
Explain to the vast radio audience what Our Town is about.
Well, Our Town is it's really the most iconic of all American plays. Thornton Wilder wrote it, probably what he is most well-known for. Last year happened to be the 75th anniversary of its first production, and there were some, I believe, over 300 productions of it across America during its celebration year, and there's another 100 going on this year, and so we're just joining in all the fun. And then we probably won't see it again for another
100 years.
20 years away. Yeah, but basically it's... It takes place in a small town. It really is a celebration of what's good and what's maybe not quite as good about small town America. We chose it as the kickoff to our season this year, which we're calling Family Friends Ferndale, which is an entire season of plays about small towns and about families and about the life that we all sort of live and love here. And there's not much to say about Our Town except it explores a lot of truths, and it is as relevant today as it was 75 years ago.
Because, you know, small towns are still small towns.
Exactly.
That's exactly right.
I think people will see a lot of Ferndale and Lolita.
As one of the lines in the play is, we like to know the facts about the people in Our Town.
Humboldt County may be 120,000 people, but it's actually a collection of small towns.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
Even our big county seat, the big city, is 28,000 people.
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly.
I mean, that's the big city.
That's the big city. Yes.
Yeah. We're going to the city. San Francisco? No, Eureka. So, just a quick sketch of the play.
The play is the entire play is sort of narrated. It's a journey through time that is led by a character called the stage manager that Tina plays, and we visit the town. We visit a couple of families. We visit some of the denizens of the town. And then we skip ahead and we see what has happened to them 3 years later. And then we skip ahead in the third act and see what's happened to them 9 years after that. And there's some wonderful things and there's some tragic things that happen, just as in any small town.
They open up a Walmart, don't they?
Yes, exactly.
Dang, no, I think, you gave away the end of the play.
A BevMo is coming to
and
to
whole
Grover's
town closes.
Yeah.
So you play, what did you said the narrator?
The stage manager.
Stage manager.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. The stage manager sort of runs things, but also, you know, knows what's going to happen. I really think of the part as kind of being Thornton Wilder. So I know what's going to happen to the characters as we progress through time. They may not know what's going on, but it's a very interesting part, very layered, and a lot's going on there.
Yeah, it's Thornton Wilder. I personally think it's one of the most important plays for anybody who's experienced theater, or anybody who is a theater artist, to take part in, just because of its very particular style. It's very theatrical in its way. There's almost no set. Everything is mimed on stage. And we, it's just, on the face of it, nothing happens. Nothing happens. It's like an episode of Seinfeld.
But a lot happens.
You realize the message of the play is there's stuff going on. There's stuff while you don't even know it. And you just need to
pay attention.
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
When's opening night?
Opening night is tomorrow night, Friday. We have a preview tonight, which is our actors' benefit night. All tickets are $10 tonight.
So go tonight, people.
Exactly. Yeah. Please.
And just a note, we have actually added Thursday nights to our run. Our schedule has been Fridays, Saturdays, and Sundays.
But sure.
This season, we're adding Thursday nights, and all Thursday nights are $10.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's a good idea.
We think. We'll see. We're trying it. I like to keep moving over there at the Ferndale Repertory Theater.
Fantastic. Well, it's a great theater. I mean, it's a real theater, which is really cool. You know, it's a beautiful space, and I always enjoy seeing stuff there.
Well, we like having you come, Cliff,
mm-hmm.
And thank you for letting us come on here and yak about it.
Oh, of course. So folks can get tickets in several ways.
Yes, they can come to the box office. You can see me there Monday through Friday from 1 to 5 p.m. if you want to venture on into Ferndale and explore the town, which is always fun to do.
Sure.
You can call me at 707-786-5483.
Or you can go 786 Live.
Is that true?
Yes.
I never even knew that.
That's why they did that.
We're still new to Ferndale, right. So we don't pay attention to
I never
some of
think
those
about
things.
That. That's pretty old timey. Or you can go online to ferndalerep.org.
Yeah. One of those newfangled computer things.
Yes. Yeah. Exactly.
But as if the power glitches aren't knocking your computer offline.
They said they're done with those, so we'll see.
Good.
We'll see. All righty. Many ways to get your tickets. Go tonight if you can, because tonight it's Actors Benefit Night. This is when the actors get paid.
That's
always
right.
Good.
Right.
Always good. How big is the cast?
14.
14 folks.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah, it's an excellent cast. A lot of really great people in there. And thank goodness, since this is my first time on stage, too, I'm just really thankful for the other people in the cast who've been putting up with me all this time.
Nice.
And we have, I said it's a very minimal set design, but it's a beautiful set design and a gorgeous light design by Liz Uhazy. Fantastic costumes by Denise Riles and over at the Costume Box. And directed by Patrick Porter, and he's done a terrific job, and he's a longtime Ferndale denizen.
So. Yes, indeed.
Yeah.
All righty, Our Town. You can check it out tonight. Running how long?
Running through November 3rd.
November 3rd. Okay, so check it out while you can. Our Town, Ferndale Repertory Theater. Brad, Tina, thank you both for coming in.
Thank you
so much.